Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Today, we're taking a closer look at a topic that's been gaining a lot of attention in the health and fitness world lately: the importance of protein intake at breakfast for optimizing muscle mass and strength. And I'm going to break down a paper today and give you some practical insights you can apply to your own health and wellness journey. So what inspired this deep dive into breakfast protein? Well, it started with a recent scoping review by Kang and colleagues published in 2024. These researchers set out to investigate the relationship between protein intake during breakfast and its effect on muscle mass and strength in adults. And let me tell you, their findings are definitely worth taking a look at. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of the review, let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. As many of you know, dietary protein plays a critical role in maintaining muscle health, especially as we age. In fact, experts now recommend a higher protein intake of around at least 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight per day to support muscle maintenance and functionality, which is quite a bit higher than the current RDA of 0.8 grams per kilogram. I personally just do 1 gram per pound, and so I'm always between 200 and 220 grams per day. Now, when it comes to optimizing muscle protein synthesis, or your ability to build muscle, research suggests that consuming at least 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal, or around 0.4 grams per kilogram, can be really beneficial for adults, especially older adults. While there's been a lot of talk about evenly distributing protein intake across meals, as we discussed in a previous episode, this might not be as critical as we once thought. But here's the thing, in both Western and Asian countries, there's a trend of breakfast being a meal that's typically low in protein. Think about it, people have toast, cereals, oatmeal, and some researchers, including the team behind this scoping review, have argued that this could negatively impact muscle protein synthesis and in turn muscle quality. So what did they find when they dug into the existing literature? The review consisted of 15 studies, a mix of cross-sectional, longitudinal, and randomized control trials published between 2014 and 2020. So this is a pretty recent look at the literature. And right off the bat, they found that high protein intake at breakfast was consistently associated with increased muscle mass, particularly in older adults. For example, one randomized control trial showed that elderly males who consumed a protein-rich medical drink before breakfast saw significant gains in lean mass compared to the control group. And another study found a positive link between breakfast protein intake and changes in whole body lean soft tissue mass in middle-aged women who were doing resistance training. But when it came to muscle strength, the findings were a bit more mixed. While one study did report significant improvements in strength among middle-aged women following a resistance training program, others didn't find a statistically significant association between high protein breakfasts and measures like leg extension strength in young men or hand grip strength in older adults. Interestingly, the review also touched on the quality of protein consumed, suggesting that it's not just the quantity, but also the type of protein at breakfast could play a role in maintaining muscle strength over time. So what can we take away from all this? Well, it seems clear that there's a beneficial association between a higher protein intake at breakfast and improved muscle mass. But the effects of muscle strength are a bit less definitive. I think that's because it depends on the strength training protocol. Some people just go in there and lift light weights, and you're not going to see a gain in strength unless you're pushing it a little bit. Also, strength adaptations have slightly lower protein requirements compared to muscle growth requirements. That said, it's important to remember that for most people, hitting your daily protein intake is going to be the key factor in optimizing your gains. And if you're someone who struggles to meet your protein needs, make sure to include a high protein source at breakfast, like eggs or cottage cheese or turkey breasts. It could make a real difference, especially when it comes to preserving muscle mass as you age. I like to mix up different meats and veggies in a big scramble every morning. That's kind of like my go-to. There is some interesting data I've discussed before about protein intake in the morning and clock gene activation that suggests that morning protein intake is advantageous for increasing lean muscle mass. There's this whole field of research on chrononutrition that we're learning more and more about every day, but we've all got busy lives. There's optimal and realistic. I'd focus number one on hitting your daily protein goal And then number two, making sure you get a good dose of protein in the morning. Don't forget to subscribe to the show for more evidence-based strategies to optimize your health and wellness. And until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep pursuing excellence.